सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवित्वरं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम् सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। हरि ओम्। वी आर् इन् टु द 11th लेसन् आफ् अड्वान्स्ड् वेदान्त कोर्स्। आफ्टर् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् वाट् इस् नाट् सेल्फ् एण्ड् वाट् इस् सेल्फ्, now the text goes towards what is bondage. So in the last lesson we discussed ko nama bandha, what is that bondage. So we started by explaining the concept of paricheda and bheda, the concept of limitations and differences. So three types of limitations we saw: desha paricheda, kala paricheda, vastu paricheda. Limitation because of the space, time and object. And bheda, differences also, we saw three types: sajatiya bheda, difference between two objects or beings of the same species; vijatiya bheda, the difference between two species; and swagata bheda, the difference between different parts of the same object or being. Then we saw that self, the Atma, actually doesn't have these three limitations or these three differences. But because of our wrong understanding, first because of our non-understanding of the self and therefore misunderstanding of the self to be the Jiva, we feel we are limited, we feel we are different. So this Anatmani Atma Buddhi, this feeling of self in the not self, is what we termed, what was earlier discussed as tadatmya. We said that itself is bandha, and this bandha is born from ajnana. We saw one verse from Vivek Chudamani which says, atra anatmani ahamiti matihi bandha eshah prapta ajnanat, and this is born out of ajnana. And this bandha then goes on to create an effect which is called samsara, janana marana hetuhu. This bandha is the cause for this cycle of birth and death for us. And what? Even when that bandha is there, I feel that I am this body, etc. And therefore I pamper all of them. And because of this self-created bondage, I remain limited, just like a silkworm who remains in the cocoon which he himself, that silkworm itself, has created. When I am in bondage, I consider myself to be baddha, bound. And what is the nature of that baddha purusha? That also we had seen in the last lesson. Dehatma bhavaha, he has the feeling of I in the body. Vishayeshu raga, he has the feeling of what do you call, attachment, likes and dislikes towards the objects. Karmasu kartritva bhava, he has a feeling of doership and enjoyership in action, and he has feeling of truth, reality in the world, jagati satyatva buddhi. And because of all these things, he is dukkhi. So if we want to get rid of this sorrow, we have to destroy the bandha, bondage. Now, to destroy anything, we must first know from where it has come. Unless you know from where it has come, we cannot destroy it with its root. So this lesson is dedicated towards the cause of the bondage. In the questions, the seven questions which were asked, Ko nama bandha? The second question immediately was, Katham eshah agatah? From where it has come? How it has come? From where it has come? So from where it has come from ignorance. That ignorance is topic of this lesson. Right? Now, let us continue. So we saw that the identification in the not self, the feeling of I in the not self is bandha, and this has come from ignorance. Ajnana is the cause of this bandha. So ajnana creates bandha, bandha creates samsara. This is what we had seen. Now what is exactly this ajnana? Let us understand. In Vedanta, we always speak of two examples. Many examples are given, but these two are very famous. One example is that of rope and snake. Let us understand that example in detail right now. What is the example? So there is a darkness, and in the darkness, when you are going, you see a rope which is lying on the ground as a snake because of the darkness. It's not clear. Therefore, you see that rope as a snake. Now, when you see that as a snake, what exactly is happening? First, you are not seeing rope as rope. You are not seeing rope as rope. This is called as non-apprehension. And then, you see that rope as snake, misapprehension. So first there is non-apprehension, that you are not seeing rope as rope. Then there is misunderstanding, misapprehension, that you are seeing that rope as snake. And when this non-apprehension and misapprehension has taken place, then the resultant fear is natural. Obviously you will be scared. Scared of what? Scared of snake. This is a simple example. Now, we need to understand few things about this example. Before, when I didn't know that it is snake, before that I have not seen the rope, neither I have seen the snake. It is the rope which is there. Once I see it as snake, even as I am seeing it as snake, it remains rope. Though I am seeing it as snake, it has not changed. Important point. And once, suppose for example, somebody comes and tells us, "Arey, why are you scared? That is not snake, that is rope." You say, "No, no, 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 but I can see the black dots, I can see the straps on the snake, it's very dangerous." Then he says, "No, it is not." He takes it and puts it on his neck. He says, "See, I am holding, it is not a snake, it is a rope." Then slowly, slowly, because of advice of such person, you also take, then you say, it is a rope. Then the fear is gone, everything is gone. Now, before I saw it, it was a rope. When I saw it as snake, I saw it as snake, but still it was rope. And afterwards, when I start seeing it as rope, it remains rope. What it means is, rope goes undergoes no modification because of my delusion. This is important. My delusion is in my head. The rope has not actually transformed into snake. it remains rho. Right? This is one example. Second example that they give is of Sthanu Purushavat. Sthanu Purushavat. Sthanu means post. Or, you know, in some place, in some text, it is explained as a tree which has lost all its leaves, which is just branches and what do you call the trunk is there. The trunk and the branches are there. Then sometimes what happens in the night, that tree appears like a man standing. Sometimes it appears as ghost standing. Here it appears as a thief who is standing there. Now again here also what is happening? You are not seeing that post as a post. Number one. And then you are seeing it as ghost. Misapprehension. So, non-apprehension has caused misapprehension. And that misapprehension results in fear. Fear is nothing but sorrow, basically. So, these three things are happening in both examples. Non-apprehension, ajnana. Misapprehension, here what we are calling as bandha. And fear or sorrow, samsara. Now, same thing is happening. First, there is self. I don't see self as self. Self is of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. We have seen earlier. I don't see that self as self. This is ajnana. Now, because of that, what happens? I misunderstand that self to be body, mind, intellect. Misunderstanding, misapprehension is called as bandha. And because of that, there is samsara. Because of this, there is this sorrow. Now, please understand, even before I misunderstand, even when I misunderstand, and even after my misunderstanding is gone, self remains self. My misunderstanding of the self actually creates no disturbance in the self. Just like rope is rope. Even before I saw it, even when I am seeing it as snake, even afterwards when I start seeing it as rope, rope remains rope. Similarly, self remains self, undergoes no modification. But what happens? That self is first not seen. Ignorance of the self creates a delusion that self is BMI. And what follows is this entire jagat, entire samsara, entire cycle of birth, death, etc. So the root cause of all our problems is this ignorance, ajnana. Now, what is the nature of this ajnana? So what we will do is, we will see the definition which is given in Vedanta Sara. One Prakarana Grantha is there called Vedanta Sara. In that Vedanta Sara, written by Swami Sadananda Ji, he has defined this ajnana by giving different words. He says, ajnanam tu sadasadbhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam jnana virodhi bhavarupam yatkinchiditi vadanti aham ajnana iti etc. etc. So what it is saying, it is explaining ajnana through different words. Let us take them one by one. First thing it is, sad asadbhyam anirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam, this word we have seen earlier. When the concept of maya etc. came, when if you remember karana sharira we were discussing, that time we had seen this. What is this anirvachaniya? Anirvachaniya means inexplicable. So, inexplicable doesn't mean that it cannot be explained, but it cannot be explained as sat or asat. Sad asadbhyam anirvachaniyam. What is sat? Kalatraye api tishthati iti sat. That which remains same in all three periods of time is called as sat. And what is that sat? That sat is supreme self. That atma is sat. Then what is asat? Asat is that which never exists. Which can never exist. The traditional example examples which are given for asat are horns of the rabbit, and then son of a childless woman, barren lady's son, sky flowers, etc., etc. That which can never be is called as asat. Now this ajnana is not sat. Why? Think about it, okay? Ajnana is there from beginningless time. Remember this. Ajnana is also one of the, what do you call as, anadi. This point we had seen earlier, I am just repeating the point. Why? Because kala, time, is an effect of ajnana. Is a result of ajnana. And therefore, ajnana being its cause is beyond time. So, there is no particular time from which ajnana started. I had given earlier also an example. Suppose you go to a cave and there is darkness in the cave. When did the darkness start? The darkness was there all the time. So, ajnana is anadi. It has no beginning. It has no beginning means what? It is beyond time. In minus infinity. In the past. It is there even now. So, kalatraya it should be there. No. For ajnana to be called as sat, it should exist in all three periods of time. It was there in the past. It is there in the future. But it is not necessary that it will be there in the future. It is there in the present. Sorry. It was there in the past. It is there in the present. But it may not be there in future. Why? Because ajnana ends. Ajnana ends when the jnana happens. The darkness in the cave can be anadi. But the darkness disappears, ends when there is light. When in the cave you light the lamp, the darkness goes. So ajnana was there, is there, but may not be there. Therefore it cannot be called as sat. It doesn't exist in all three periods of time. It ends. Now similarly, it cannot be called as asat also. Why? Because it is appearing. It is existing now. Right now, ajnana is there. Asat is what? Which can never exist. Something which can never exist is asat. But here, we do experience ajnana and its result. So therefore, ajnana is not sat, ajnana is not asat. Then that which is neither sat nor asat, we give a special term, it is mithya. It is not existent sat, it is not non-existent asat, but it is unreal, it is mithya. Mithya means what? That which is appearing to be there, but is not really there. And because it is not really there, one day it will end. Like what? Like the snake on the rope. Like the ghost on the post. It appears, but it will not be there when the knowledge happens. So this apparent mithya of vastu is this ajnana. So, ajnana cannot be explained as sat or asat, and therefore it is called inexplicable. Inexplicable doesn't mean that it cannot be explained. We are explaining only. Ajnana we are explaining. But the point is what? It is just not explainable in these two categories. You cannot call it as sat, you cannot call it as asat. You have to call it mithya. Right. Now. Second word is what? Jnana virodhi. It is opposed to knowledge. It is opposed to knowledge means what? It will end in knowledge. The entire ajnana and the effects of ajnana will end when the knowledge takes place. And that's why we are calling it as opposed to knowledge. Jnana virodhi. It is opposed to knowledge. It stops me from being knowledge. No. So now, what are the effects of ajnana? We have seen. Ajnana creates bandha, bandha creates samsara. So ajnana has created this entire samsara. This entire thing will end in knowledge. Therefore, we are calling it as Jnana Virodhi. First of all, Anirvachaniya. So, it cannot be explained as Sat or Asat. It is Mithya. Jnana Virodhi, it will end in knowledge. It is opposed to knowledge means it will end in knowledge. Third thing, Trigunatmakam. It is of the nature of Trigunas. Trigunas we have seen earlier, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. One word that we should remember when we are talking about these Trigunas is what? Sattva, knowledge. Rajas, action. Tamas, inertia. These three words should come to our mind when we are talking about the Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Now, as we have seen earlier also, that Maya is also of Trigunatmika. Isn't it? Brahma, Shreya, Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Gunatmika, Maya, Asti. This Ajnana is nothing but Maya only. So, this Ajnana, how do I know it is of three gunas? Because Ajnana is beyond mind and intellect. Ajnana has actually caused mind and intellect, isn't it? So, how do I know that Ajnana is having these three gunas? So, we say, when something creates something else, the properties of the cause come into the property, come as properties of effect. Example, suppose clay has created a pot, then the quality and the nature of the clay will be there in the quality and nature of the pot. Simple. Sometimes, suppose the clay is having too much of water content, then the pot also will be like that. Suppose the clay is very dry, the pot also will be like that. So, the effects are nothing but cause in different forms. The law of causation. You know, second law is this, that cause itself becomes an effect. So, whatever effects, whatever properties effects have got, we can infer that these properties will also be there in the cause. Why? Because they are there in the effect, which means they must be there in the cause. Right? So, that is how we understand Ajnana has created this entire samsara. So, when we analyze the samsara, we see that entire samsara has got these three things. Now, when we say samsara, please remember, everything is part of samsara. Starting from mind, starting from subtle body, gross body, and this entire world, everything is created by this Ajnana. Now, if we analyze all these things, we see that the entire world, right from mind up to the world, everything is segregated into these three types. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. And therefore, we say, if the effects are having these three gunas, the cause must have these three gunas. It must have got these three gunas. Without that, it is not possible. Right? Now, where do you see these three gunas? You see, wherever there is a knowledge aspect, jnanendriyas, mind, intellect, no, organs of perception, etc. All of them get knowledge, sattvic. In us, we are just seeing. In us, there are these pranas, there are these organs of action. They are the rajasic aspects. And then there is this gross body, which is inert, but because of the presence of the consciousness, it appears moving. But basically, it is inert, which is tamasic aspect. In Bhagavad Gita, in the texts like Bhagavad Gita, etc., so many things, the entire world is, you know, shown having this sattvic, rajasic, tamasic things. Bhagavan Shri Krishna there will explain how in each and everything there are these three types. He will say, the qualities that we have, like Shraddha, Vision, Jnana, Buddhi, all of them also have got Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Happiness is also of three types. Sattvic happiness, Rajasic happiness, Tamasic happiness. Food that we eat is of three types. Sleep that we have is of three types. Everything has these three. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. So, you see that the entire world has these three gunas, which means the cause also must have got these three gunas. Therefore, we infer that this ajnana is also trigunatmaka. So ajnana is anirvachani. Anirvachani means it cannot be explained as sat or asat. It is basically mithya. Second thing is, it is jnana virodhi. It is opposed to knowledge and therefore it will end in knowledge. And third thing, it is trigunatmaka. Now this ajnana is explained or sometimes different words, different terms are used to explain the same ajnana. Terms like avidya, shakti, maya, prakriti, pradhana, they are all meaning only one thing, that is ajnana. Now how, what happens is because of the use of different words, different aspects or facets of the same ajnana are highlighted. Let us see one by one. Ajnana, when we use the word ajnana, if it clearly explains that ajnana, it is opposed to jnana, knowledge. It hides the knowledge. So this ignorance aspect of hiding the knowledge comes more prominent by the usage of the word ajnana. Now the same ajnana is sometimes called as avidya. But avidya means na vidyate iti avidya. That which doesn't really exist. So the apparent that this ajnana is mithya. You remember that unreal nature of that unreal nature of ignorance, ajnana, is highlighted through this word avidya, which is not truly there, which is appearing to be there. Sometimes the usage of shakti or maya will be there. Shakti means what? That it is the power of the self. Shakti means power. Means what? Self, when it has to create the world, it does that through this power called ajnana, maya, whatever we call ajnana or maya. So that power aspect is highlighted by the usage of word shakti. Then sometimes that maya, sometimes the word maya is used. Maya indicates a kind of illusion, kind of magical power. In one text he says, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. What is the maya? Maya is that which can make impossible possible. Aghatita, which is not possible, ghatana, that situation, patiyasi, it can create. So generally, you know, generally also in our everyday usage also we say, oh, I never believed impossible has happened. Are, that's the role of maya. That's the job that maya does. Everything that you think is not possible, it makes it possible. Just to give you an example, that self which is of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. That me, who is of the nature of bliss, always remain sad. I always remain sad. I am of the nature of happiness. Everybody in the whole world is deriving that happiness from my own nature, but I remain sad. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. This is what maya does. Maya hides the truth and then maya makes this impossible samsara possible. So when ajnana is used, the term ajnana is used, it means ignorance. That which hides the truth. When the word avidya is used, it means it emphasizes the point that it is not real. Sometimes the word shakti is used, it emphasizes that it is the power of the self. Sometimes when the word maya is used, it emphasizes that it is just a illusion created, right? Sometimes you will also hear the word pradhana or prakriti. What is this pradhana or prakriti? You see, see how it is there. This maya, we say, which is the power of the supreme, has the capacity to create. And we say it is sattva, rajas, tamas, trigunatmika. Now, before creation, these three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, they are in equilibrium. They are same. Then, there is a change that happens. There is a change that happens in that equilibrium because of which the creation takes place. So when the Maya, which is Trigunatmika, is ready for creation, it is called as Prakriti, the power that creates. Prakriti, that which creates. And when there is this equilibrium state where the creation is not happening, but there is a tendency, there it is called as Pradhana. So these terms Pradhana and Prakriti, generally in other philosophies, etc., are very much used, Sankhya philosophy, etc. What are they meaning? They meaning Maya only when it is not creating, but it has a capacity, inherent capacity to create, tendency to create. When it is in the state of equilibrium, when the three gunas are in the state of equilibrium, it is called as Pradhana. When that equilibrium breaks and when that guna start to change and when the creation is ready, creation starts, that creative power, that state of Maya itself is called as Prakriti. So, in different texts, in different situations, different terms can be used. But all these terms are talking about Ajnana. Ajnana, Avidya, Shakti, Maya, Pradhana, Prakriti, all of them mean Ajnana only. But what happens is because of the use of these different words, we saw how different facets of Ajnana come about. Ajnana is that which hides the truth. Ajnana is that which is only apparent. Ajnana is that which is the power of the Supreme. Ajnana is that which is an illusion. Ajnana is that which has a tendency to create, and Ajnana is that which actually creates. Okay, so that's what happens. Now, this Ajnana has got two powers. Actually speaking, Ajnana has three powers. But here, first we will see why are they saying as two powers, then we will see what is the third power of Ajnana. So the two well-known powers of Ajnana or Maya or whatever you want to say are Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti. Avarana Shakti, the power, the veiling power, that which veils. And Vikshepa Shakti is that which projects, projecting power. Means what? Avarana Shakti is that which we are calling as non-apprehension. And Vikshepa Shakti is that what we are calling as misapprehension. So first, the power of Avarana, power of veiling, what does it do? It veils. It veils our real nature. And then what happens? Then our false nature is projected. Means what? First, I don't know who I really am. Then I think I am body, mind, intellect. This is Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti. Now, we saw that Ajnana is of three gunas. Ajnana has three gunas. Trigunatmakam, Ajnanam. So you can say the tamasic aspect of Ajnana is this Avarana Shakti. Why? Because tamasic aspect is inertia, ignorance. So that tamasic aspect is this Avarana Shakti. The rajasic aspect is this Vikshepa Shakti. But sattvic aspect also has to be there. So sometimes they say that Ajnana has three powers. Avarana Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti, and third they call as Viveka Shakti. Viveka Shakti, what does it do? It removes that veiling. So, self is veiled. Avarana Shakti. Self is misunderstood to be BMI, Vikshepa Shakti. And then this misconception is removed. Viveka Shakti. The differentiation between self and not self is done. That what we call as removal of bandha, what we call as liberation, that also is one of the powers of ignorance. Therefore, in the lesson also, one sentence is said that this entire, the entire play of bondage and liberation, everything happens within ignorance itself. Bondage is what? That vikshepa, which is created by ajnana. So avarana shakti, then vikshepa shakti, and then viveka shakti, which removes it, and person feels that it is liberated. Whole thing is happening in ignorance only. Now, one question always comes. We keep saying that ajnana covers, veils the self. Now, let us reflect a little more on this. For something to cover something else, it has to be bigger than that object. For example, this is watch. Now, suppose I want to cover my watch, my hands should be bigger than the watch, naturally. Suppose I say that you have to cover the watch with one finger. Can you cover? No, why? Because my finger is not big enough to cover the watch. So that which is covering should be bigger than that what is covered. Now, if you say that self is covered by ajnana, ignorance, then ignorance has to be bigger than the self. Now, if ignorance is bigger than the self, two problems are there. One is, self is infinite. Then what can be bigger than infinite? Nothing. And if you say that ajnana is bigger than the self, then that ajnana can never be removed. So, when we use this concept again and again that it covers the self, it covers the self, it covers, what it actually means is, it doesn't cover the self, it covers self for us. Example. Earlier also this example came, in Atma Bodha this example is taken, that there is sun. And that sun is covered by clouds. Isn't it? This example is taken. And then, when the wind removes the clouds, the sun shines by itself. This is the example. Now, remember, the sun has actually created the clouds. It's only because of the sun that ocean's water is, you know, evaporated and forms the clouds. Also, with respect to the size of sun, the clouds are very small. Sun is too big for clouds to cover. But what do the clouds do? They cover our vision of sun. They don't cover the sun. They only cover our vision of sun. Similarly, ajnana doesn't cover the self. It only covers our vision of self. I don't come to know what is that self. The self actually is not touched. Remember the examples of rope and snake? Even when you are seeing it as snake, nothing has happened to the rope. But what has happened for me, the rope is hidden. Rope is veiled, rope is covered. Similarly, for me, the self is covered. Ignorance has not actually covered the self. Because if it has actually covered the self, then that actual thing can never be removed. It has apparently covered. For me, I think that it is covered. Right? Also, one interesting thing you will see, that the clouds which are covering the sun means covering our vision of the sun, are actually seen in the same sunlight. If you see the clouds, with what light you are seeing the clouds? That clouds are also seen in the light of that same sun. So the clouds are formed by the same sun. Even when they are covering our vision of sun, we can see the cloud in the light of the same sun. And when those clouds are removed by the wind, then also we see the same sun. What is the meaning? The self remains self, point number one. Point number two, the ignorance which covers the self actually doesn't cover the self, it covers our vision of self, point number two. Point number three, even when ignorance is there, I come to know about that ignorance only in the light of the self. Just as the clouds are seen only in the light of sun. And when that ignorance is removed by knowledge, self is self, self remains. So, avarana, when we say, please don't misunderstand, please don't think that it is actually covering the self. No, it is covering our vision of self. So, three powers, tamasic aspect of ignorance, avarana shakti. Rajasic aspect of ignorance, vikshepa shakti. Sattvic aspect of ignorance, this viveka shakti. Right. Sometimes you will also hear the words, it's not mentioned in the lesson, but I am just explaining. Sometimes they will say, avidya maya and vidya maya. So, avidya maya is that which creates this avarana and vikshepa. And vidya maya is that which removes this avarana and vikshepa. So the whole process is happening only on the realm of ignorance maya. Right? Now the same thing is explained by Swami Vidyaranya in Drug Drishya Viveka. One very beautiful text is there, Prakarana Grantha, called Drug Drishya Viveka. In this, he explains this. Same concept of these two powers, no? Avarana and Vikshepa Shakti. Let us see. What does he say? What does he say? He says, so verse number 13, 14, 15 we are going to see. It's there on the in the lesson also. He says, first, Shakti Dvayam Himayaya Vikshepa Avriti Rupakam Vikshepa Shaktir Lingadi Brahmanda Antam Jagat Srajet. He says, he explains this concept of Avarana and Vikshepa in a very different way. See, first what we saw, the concept that it covers the self, avarana, and then it projects the world, vikshepa. Now here, he says vikshepa shakti is first. He says, what does vikshepa shakti do? He says, shakti dvayam hi mayayaha. This maya has got two powers. Vikshepa avriti rupakam, projection power and veiling power. Vikshepa shakti, he takes vikshepa shakti first and he says, vikshepa shakti, this projecting power, lingadi brahmandantam jagat srijet, it creates the entire world. And what is the meaning of entire world? Linga sharira is sukshma sharira, mind, etc. Lingadi, starting from mind, brahmanda, these all brahmandas, universes. Starting from mind up to all the universes, this entire world is created by this projecting power of maya. Now, what is this world which is created? Next verse says, Srashtir nama, this creation, this created world is what? Brahma rupe sachidananda vastuni abdhopenadivat sarva nama rupa prasarana. Very beautiful explanation. He says, Srashtir nama, let me define the world for you. What is this world? In that Satchidananda Vastu, Satchidananda Vastuni, Brahma Rupe, in that Supreme Brahman, Sarva Nama Rupa Prasarana. The, what do you call, Prasarana means manifestation of Nama and Rupa, names and forms, is nothing but this entire world. Means what? The entire world is nothing but names and forms given to the same Satchidananda Vastu. Different names and forms are given to the same Satchidananda Vastu. So when Satchidananda Vastu is in this form, you give a name to it, watch. The same Satchidananda Vastu, when it is in this form, you give it a name, picture. When it is in this form, you give it a name, table. When it is in this form, you give it a name, chair. When it is in this form, you give it a name, Brahmachari Veda Chaitanya. What is all this? This is nothing but Satchidananda Brahman. But because different forms are created by the Vikshepa Shakti, you give them names. And this manifestation of names and forms on this Satchidananda is nothing but the whole world. Like what? Abdhav phena adivat. Abdhav, in the ocean, phena. Phena means foam. Foam, etc. Means what? In the ocean, there are different things. there are waves, small waves, large waves, breakers, they say. Then foam is there, that white foam is there, bubble is there. What is all this? These are different names given to different forms which are appearing, which are actually nothing but ocean. In the same way, what is this entire world? The entire world is nothing but different names given to the appearing different forms, which are actually nothing but Satchidananda Vastu. So what does Vikshepa Shakti do? Vikshepa Shakti creates the world. And how does it create the world? What is that world actually? World is nothing but apparent form and the name given to it. That is world. Satchidananda Vastuni, in that self, Sarvanama Rupa Prasarana, manifestation of name and form, is this Srishti. Now he says, now this Avarana Shakti comes into picture. Says what? Antaha Drik Drishayor Bhedam Bahishcha Brahma Sargayoho Bhedam. Bhedam you have to connect there. Antara Drik Drishayor Bhedam Bahishcha Brahma Sargayoho Avrunoti Apara Shaktihi Sasamsarasya Karanam. He says, the Jagat is created. Okay, fine. But Jagat is not any way problematic to me. What is problematic to me? Samsara is problematic to me. And how is this samsara created? He says, this Avarana Shakti works on two levels. Anta and Bahihi. Now this Anta and Bahihi is with respect to the body, okay? With respect to Upadhi, with respect to Upadhi, there is avarana, there is veiling inside me and there is veiling outside. What is this veiling inside and veiling outside? So, we will come across these two terms, which we have again and again used, Atman and Brahman. Self and Supreme Reality. Let us understand this. What is self? What is the nature of the self? Existence, consciousness, bliss. The real spiritual core in me is called as self. What is Supreme Reality? What is Brahman? Brahman is also of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. And it is the substratum of the entire universe. Now, do you mean to say that this Atman and Brahman are different? No. But then why are you using two different words to explain the same thing? Because when we are looking from the standpoint of an individual, then that individual upadhi, body, mind, intellect, three sharidas, panchakoshas, this upadhi has got a spiritual core, which is the truth, which is the real me. With respect to anatma, not self, we are calling this as atma, self. And with respect to the world, the essence, the substratum, we are calling as Brahman. Actually, Atman and Brahman are not different. But only because we are taking them from different standpoints, we are giving them different names. But they are one and the same. Now, Swami Vidyaranya says here, Antaha Drik Drishayoho Bhedam. Inside, what does it do? Inside, it creates a difference between the seer and the seen. Because Drik Drishya Viveka is the topic, therefore he explains it as seer and the seen. What it actually means is, inside it creates a distinction of Atma and Anatma. It covers, not creates, it covers the distinction between Atma and Anatma. Drik Drishayoho Bhedam Avrunoti means what? Self is of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. Anatma, the three shariras, BMI, etc., that is having a very different nature. It is inert. It is insentient. It is not permanent. It is perishable. But somehow the difference between this Atma and Anatma, this difference is covered. And therefore, I feel I am this. Why? Because the difference is covered. Difference is covered. This is what happens inside because of Avarana Shakti. And what happens outside? Outside also we saw the world is actually Brahma. And on top of that Brahma there is this Nama Rupa. This is imaginary name and form is there. So Bahishya Brahma Sargayoho. And outside it hides, it covers the difference between Brahman and the imagined Sarga. Sarga means Srishti, which was earlier explained as Nama Rupa Prasarana. So outside world what happens? You think that the objects, the names and forms that you are seeing are real. See, in the last class I said, what is this Bandha, what is this Ajnana? Anatmani Atma Buddhi, Jagati Satya Buddhi. See, this is the way he is explaining the two things. Anatmani Atma Buddhi. The difference between Atma and Anatma is covered because of Avarana Shakti and because of which Anatmani Atma Buddhi is created. I feel that I am the not self. And in the world, Jagati Satya Buddhi. You give importance, you give existence, you give reality to the world. Why? Because we forget that the name and form, the world so to say, is only apparent. The reality is Brahman, that is forgotten. And because of that, you think that the world of names and forms is real. So you think that the not self is self. And you think that the world is real. This is what Ajnana does. This is what Avarana Shakti does. So here, Swami Vidyaranya is explaining Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti other way around. See, earlier we said that it covers the self and it projects not self as self, Avarana and Vikshepa. Now here he says that Vikshepa Shakti first creates the world. And what is the world? World is nothing but names and forms, apparent names and forms created on that supreme reality. And then it covers. It covers the difference between self and not self. It covers the difference between Brahman and world. And because of that, self, not self is considered to be self and world is considered to be real. World of names and forms is considered to be real. So, Vikshepa Shakti creates and then Avarana Shakti hides the difference. Avrunoti Aparashakti. And this Sa Samsarasya Karanam. This Avarana Shakti is the cause of samsara. That's how he explains. See, you take it from any angle. The point is still the same. What is the point? The point is, it covers our vision of self. And because the truth is not seen, we misunderstand. That is the point and that we need to remember. It is something like this. Suppose I am acting in a play. I am a rich person, I am a sufficiently wealthy. But in the drama in which I am acting as a beggar. I am acting as a beggar. So the moment I enter on the stage, my look will be like a beggar. My face will look like a beggar. I will start acting like a beggar. I will start asking money from everyone. But the moment the play is over, I will come back to my usual state. Now suppose the actor forgets who he really is. He forgets that he is actually the king. He is actually the wealthiest man in the world. He forgets and he starts identifying with that beggar which he was just acting as a role. Then what will happen? Even after the play is over, he will keep asking for money. He will keep behaving like a beggar. This is what has happened. I am actually Satchidananda Swarupa. But number one, I have forgotten my real nature. And therefore, I have identified with some other nature. I have identified myself with this nature of the jiva, the transmigrating jiva, jiva who goes from one bird to another, the jiva who suffers. Not realizing my own true nature, I have misunderstood myself to be the jiva. This is what is Ajnana's job. This is what Ajnana does. And because of this, samsarasya karanam, you go through the entire samsara. Alright? So this is the point which is explained in this particular lesson. Ajnana. Right? So, what are all the things that we have seen? We started by saying that this non-apprehension creates misapprehension. We saw two examples. Example of rope and snake, example of post and ghost. First, you don't see rope as rope. First, you don't see post as post. Non-apprehension. Then you see rope as snake. Then you see post as ghost. Misapprehension. And because of that comes the fear, sorrow, etc. Similarly, I don't see self as self. Non-apprehension. Ajnana. Then I see self as not self. Bandha. And because of that there is samsara, sorrow. Now in this, what is the point that we also have to remember? Before I see it as snake, even when I am seeing it as snake, even after I start seeing it as rope, in all the three, it remains rope. The rope doesn't undergo any modification, any change. Similarly, self, when I am not seeing it as not self, then when I am considering it as not self, then when I realize that I am not not self, but I am the self, in all three states, self remains self. Then we saw that this Ajnana is explained in Vedanta Sara through three terms, anirvachaniyam, jnana virodhi and trigunatmakam. Anirvachaniyam, it cannot be called as sat, it cannot be called as asat. Why? Because it doesn't remain in all three periods of time. Though it is anadi, though it is existing now, but it will not remain all the time. Why? Because jnana will destroy ajnana. That's why it is not sat. It is not asat also. Why? Because it is there, I am experiencing it. Asat is what? Which can never be experienced, which is never there. So it is not existent, it is not non-existent. Then what it is? It is unreal, it is mithya. Mithya means what? It is appearing, but it is not really there. That is ajnana, anirvachaniya. Then it is jnana virodhi, it is opposed to knowledge, means what? Ajnana and its effects will be destroyed by knowledge. And third, trigunatmakam. It is of three qualities. It has three qualities, sattva, rajas, tamas. This we infer from its effects. The effect of world, which is created by this ajnana. In the world, there are these three properties. We see sattva, rajas, tamas everywhere. Therefore, we say that ajnana also has got these three properties. Trigunatmakam. Then we saw that the same ajnana is sometimes called as avidya, sometimes called as shakti, sometimes maya, sometimes pradhana, sometimes prakriti. All these different names are given to the same ajnana. So many names bring out different facets about ajnana. Ajnana is that which is opposed to knowledge, that which covers the knowledge. Avidya, which is not really there. That non-real aspect, unreal aspect, that mithya aspect comes out through the word avidya. Shakti is, it is power of the self. Later on we saw avarana shakti, vikshepa shakti, it has a power. That power is indicated by the word shakti. Maya indicates that it is just an illusion, it's a magic. And it can make impossible possible. Agatita ghatna patiyasi maya. Then when this ajnana is in equilibrium, in the sense when the three gunas are in equilibrium, it still has a tendency to create, but it has not manifested, that tendency is not manifested, then that equilibrium state is called as pradhana. And when that equilibrium is disturbed, when the tendency manifests, the creative power takes over, that is called as prakriti. Now this ajnana has got actually three powers, but we have seen here two powers, avarana shakti, veiling power, vikshepa shakti, projecting power. We saw avarana shakti covers our true nature, vikshepa shakti projects some other nature as ourselves. So tamasic aspect of ajnana is avarana shakti, rajasic aspect of ajnana is vikshepa shakti. We also saw that there is a sattvic aspect of ajnana, which is viveka shakti, which will remove this misapprehension and non-apprehension, which is called as vidya maya. And this avidya maya is this avarana and vikshepa shakti. Right. Then we also saw one very important point. When we are saying again and again that ajnana covers the self, ajnana veils the self, it is not actually covering the self because it is not that big. Self is infinite. What it does is it only covers self for us. It covers self from our vision. That ajnana is perceived also only in the light of the same self. I come to know that there is ignorance only because of that consciousness. So, ajnana is not actually covering the self. It only is covering our vision of self. Then we saw this vikshepa shakti and avarana shakti explained by Swami Vidyarana. He says vikshepa shakti is that which creates the world. What is the world? World is nothing but names and forms assumed on the Satchidananda Brahma Vastu. Like what? Like different names and forms are given, foam and bubble and wave, etc. on the ocean. And what is the job of avarana shakti? Avarana shakti veils the difference. The difference in what? Inside it veils the difference between atma and anatma. Outside it veils the difference between Brahma and world. So inside, because the difference is covered, I feel that I am the not self. And outside, because the difference is covered, I feel that the world is real. Anatmani atma buddhihi jagati satya buddhi. This is what ajnana does. Now, we conclude the lesson with only two verses which are there given for reflection. First is from Hastamalaka Stotra, which says, Ganachanna Drishtir, Ganachanna Markam, etc. Which says what? That the ignorant person, the same example that we saw, because of the clouds, his vision of the sun is obstructed. And therefore, he says that the sun doesn't have light. Oh, the sun has light, but you are not able to see that light because your vision is covered. That is the first verse for reflection. Second verse is from Saddarshana. Ramana Maharshi Saddarshana. He says, Baddhattva bhave sati moksha chinta bandhastu kasyeti vicharanena siddhe swayam swatmani nitya mukte kvabandha chinta kvacha moksha chinta. Here he says that this bandha, moksha, all these things are only at the level of ignorance. If you really ask the question, who is bound? Is the self bound? Self cannot be bound. Then who is bound? When you ask the question, you understand that this bondage, this liberation is all at the level of ignorance. What we earlier also we have seen. So these two verses are given for reflection. Okay. Now, next lesson will explain the third question about bandha. Ko nama bandha? What is bondage? Explained. Kathamesha agata? From where it has come? From ajnana. That is also explained. Now in the next lesson we will see Katham Pratishtha. How is this bondage continuing? That we will see in the next class. Right? Let us conclude. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Harihi Om.